Back now with day-to-day and some petroleum news we never really expected we would report. For the first time in more than two decades, developed countries used less oil last year than the year before. Here in the U.S., demand fell for the second year in a row. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here to discuss. Amy, what is going on? Could the world be losing its appetite for oil?
Well, two separate reports suggest it is. The International Energy Agency, based in Paris, came out with a report yesterday. Just 30 developed countries consume about 60% of the world's oil. And the agency says for the first time in more than 20 years, those countries cut back their consumption in 2006. It's not a huge decrease, just over 0.5%. But here in the U.S., a trade group is saying demand for oil fell by about 1% last year. Now, overall, global consumption was still up, but even then, growth in demand is slowing.
Do you think we're changing our behavior, or is this a temporary decline?
Well, demand in the industrialized world has been slowing for a while just through increased efficiency. You know, it's really been the explosive growth in places like China and India that's been fueling the growth in consumption. But analyst Tom Wallen with Energy Intelligence says it's mostly temporary factors at work here. The mild weather in December really brought demand down. Also, some power plants can use natural gas or oil, and Wallen says natural gas is a lot cheaper right now.
That means that anybody who can burn gas instead of oil is doing that. So there's some switching between fuels that's happening as well. The other thing that's out there is that we have a slower economy now in the U.S., and that's also affecting demand.
Now, in terms of behavior changing, it may be that individuals and businesses finally did respond to those higher energy prices we saw over the last few years. That can take a while to have an effect on consumption. Of course, now that prices have come down again, we may see demand pick up again.
You know, prices have come down. I think there are reports of people paying less than $2 a gallon in some parts of the country, although I also hear, well, they haven't come down as much as they should with the decline in the price of oil.
Yeah, well, remember, it was only last July that a barrel of oil at one point cost more than $78. Yesterday, it slipped below $50 for the first time in almost 2 years. That's definitely making life easier for drivers. People in Michigan and other parts of the Midwest are paying as little as $1.90 a gallon. And yesterday, the U.S. government did predict that the average will come down to around $2 a gallon within the coming weeks. Later today on Marketplace, we'll be looking at the economics of migrant smuggling in southern Mexico.
Amy, thank you. Amy Scott for Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.